The top stories on ABC News. Toyota Australia is facing a class action that could affect a quarter of a million drivers. Lawyers argue Toyota has been selling cars with faulty diesel particulate filters, or DPFS. The case covers the Hilux, Prado and Fortuner models with diesel engines sold in Australia since October 2015. Toyota launched a customer service campaign last October to address the issue. Crown Casino has hit back at media reports linking it to Asian crime gangs, money laundering and fast-tracked visa applications. It's taken out full-page advertisements in major newspapers condemning what it calls a deceitful campaign against the company. The message from the board of directors of Crown Resorts is a response to an investigation aired on Channel 9's 60 Minutes program on Sunday and published in 9 newspapers. A self-styled Muslim preacher charged over an alleged drug trafficking ring in Sydney will remain behind bars. 30-year-old Mohammed Junaid Thorne and two others are accused of supplying drugs and guns in a network operating across Sydney. The alleged network was uncovered by counter-terrorism police during raids across Sydney's southwest. And Australian captain Tim Payne has rubbished the notion his team is dreading playing at the famed Edgbaston ground in the first Ashes test. That's despite not winning a match there since 2001. Payne, who is captaining Australia for the first time in an Ashes series, says he could name 15 more intimidating grounds in world cricket.